Hey there, folks.
Good morning, everyone. I hope we're having a great day today. This week's guest is Andrew. Andrew insists that something crazy happened to him while he was at his cousin's house over winter break last year. He says it was single-handedly the most scary thing that have ever happened to him. Let's just sit back and listen to his story, but before we do, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
My cousin has a house in the mountains. I'm not sure how he can live up there. I mean, I like to visit during the winter and spring breaks when I don't have to worry about school, but between the fire warnings on hot and dry days and the roads being blocked by 4 feet of snow in the winter, I'm really not sure how he does it. It's a 4-hour drive to his place. I live in a 1-bedroom apartment, and he has a 2-bedroom house, so it's safe to say that whenever we hang out, it's me who always goes on over to his place. I don't mind the drive though. It's a good way to clear my head and just enjoy the sights of nature. He lives in the country almost. There are a few camping parks around where he lives, and each house is separated by an acre of forest between each other. I was driving down at the beginning of winter, that way I was able to enjoy the snow but not have to worry about being snowed in. I love living in the city, but the woods are always so peaceful. I pulled up to his house at about noon on a Friday. I had the weekend off work, so I was just happy to be able to relax with my cousin Chris. As soon as I was inside, we chatted and went to a local diner to eat what he calls a lumberjack portions meal. After that, we went back to his place and started to drink and smoke. We were playing Call of Duty on his 60-inch TV. Dude, what if after we turn off the game, the characters help each other up, get out of their army costumes, get into real clothing, go home and talk about how hard work was that day, my cousin Chris said. Dude, you're crazy, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, though. I think I'd feel kind of bad for killing them if that was the case, I replied. Well, yeah, but that's why they're dressed up as zombie Nazis. Like, I don't feel bad about killing zombie Nazis, he replied. I mean, you got a good point, I said. Well, dude, duh. I mean, think about it, man. Do you think anybody felt bad about what happened to Jeffrey Epstein? Honestly, man, you make a really good point. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Before we could say anything else, the lights went off. I just got the plasma rifle from the mystery box, I whined. Well, dude, looks like it's about that time again, Chris replied. Usually in the mountains, what happens here is that in the wintertime, the ice will form around the cable lines. And because of this, the power is expected to go out for a few hours. This usually happens every year, at least a few times. It's just a little early, but it's not really a problem. Usually the people that live up here have an extra cooler set aside just in case stuff like this happens. Let's just move the food on over to the extra cooler, Chris said. Alright, yeah, sounds good, I replied. First, let's get some lights over here. I can't see. We were feeling around for our phones, and once we found them, we just immediately put the lights on. Alright, my dude, I've got these candles in my closet. Let's go ahead and just put them around the house. Also, I got these really big, really cool LED flashlights, man. You want to see? Chris said. Dude, of course, I replied. We walked on over to his room, and once we got inside, we walked over to his closet. He opened the closet door and started fishing around in there. I looked on over at him, and I was greeted with a giant light in my face. Ah! Dude, what was that, man? I said as I immediately started rubbing my eyes. They're so bright, am I right? Chris said. I composed myself. Dude, why do you even have those lights? I said. I have some friends who do some cave exploring, but they haven't really been hitting me up lately. I just don't want to put them to waste, you know what I mean? Yeah, I get you, I said as Chris handed me one. I turned it on. Dude, these look like lightsabers. Dude, they totally do, Chris said, and with one swoop, zroom, I cut off Chris's leg. Dude, that wasn't cash money, man. I wasn't ready, Chris said. That's just the way of the Jedi, my man. I don't make the rules, I just play by them, I replied. No, that's the way of the Sith. We both struck a stance that made us very grateful that nobody else was there to witness it. What happened next, I could only describe as two grown men reverting back to 10-year-olds. The only reason why we stopped, and I'm afraid to admit this, but the only reason why we stopped is because we remembered that the food's gonna go bad if we don't move it to the other freezer. Chris shuffled around in the top shelf and pulled out a box and put it on the ground. We opened it up together. "Dude, you have these type of candles?" I said as I pulled out a pink candle. "Yeah, man, what's wrong with pink candles? They encourage love. Real men show their emotions and aren't afraid to be themselves," Chris said. "What? Dude, I was talking about the normal string fuse candles. I settled for nothing less than the wood wick ones. You gotta hear that crackle from them," I replied. "Oh, yeah, dude, I need to get those, man. I just haven't used these candles yet, and I need to get rid of them, but I'm gonna get those crackle candles next time, man." We went around the house and placed the candles around. After that, we went to the refrigerator and started moving the food on over to the cooler. The entire time, we just kept taking hits from our wax pens and taking shots. It took about an hour and a half. I'm not sure if it was because we kept stopping to talk and take shots and take hits, or if he just had a lot of food. Finally, we're done. "Do you eat all this food by yourself?" I asked my cousin. "Nah, dude, I eat it with your mom." "Ew, dude, that's your aunt." Wait, that joke wasn't meant for you," he replied. We laughed for a bit, and then we went out to the living room. "Dude, let me grab my laptop and we'll watch some Netflix," my cousin said. "Dude, I'm so down. I'm gonna bring these too," I said as I picked up two bags of chips. We got everything ready and went to the living room. Chris went to his room for a little bit to grab the laptop. He came back out and set up Netflix. He put it in front of his TV and we just started watching. Although, right when we sat down and we began watching it, a light shined through the blinds right next to us. We were about probably a 5-foot distance between us and the blinds, but it's as if it turned to day for a moment. And just as soon as it was there, it went away. Chris and I both got up and opened the blinds up just enough so that we could look outside. It was back to being pitch black and there was nothing out there. "Dude, you saw that bright light, right?" I asked. "Yeah, it was like it was day outside. You wanna go check it out?" Chris asked. "Dude, I'm down," I replied. We went outside and we didn't see anything. We even walked around the area that we saw the light come from. There was really nothing out there, but we were flashing the LED lights around. We saw on the floor a square imprint as if we dropped tile in the snow. "That's weird. What is that?" "I'm not sure," Chris said. We walked around a little bit more, and Chris saw another one. "Hey dude, check this out." I ran on over and looked at it. It's just like somebody dropped another square-shaped tile in the snow. "Huh, that's weird." We walked around for a little bit longer and saw another one. They were in a way where it made a triangle, about a 20-foot triangle perimeter. "That's weird, dude," I said. "What could it be?" Chris said. "I'm not sure," I replied. "Are you ready to go back in?" "Yeah, sure," Chris said. We turned around to walk back to the house. I said, pointing up to an owl I saw in a tree. "That's so cool. I've only seen an owl once in my life," I said. "Yeah, man, they're really beautiful animals, huh?" Chris said. "Yeah, they really are." "Hoo, hoo." "Dude, what are you doing?" Chris said. "I'm talking to the owl." "Hoo, hoo," I said as I saw it just staring at me. "Hoo, hoo, 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 hoo." The owl just kept staring at us, and eventually we just walked back into the house. "Yeah, we get a lot of owls here. If you're not careful and you leave your window open at night, they'll come on in," Chris said. We got back inside and put Netflix back on. We both sat down and started eating the chips again while taking sips of some soda, but then we heard a large crash coming from the other room. We jolted up, grabbed the LED flashlights, and ran to the room. We saw an owl on the floor next to a broken bone. It was just standing there. "Dude, come on, man. The f***ing owl broke my bong," Chris yelled. The owl didn't seem startled, but it didn't stop that from running on over to a table next to the window. It jumped on the table and looked at us before it jumped out the window. See, if you're not careful, they'll fly on in here, Chris said. Hey, no worries, my man. Sorry about your bong, dude. Let's just go ahead and clean up the mess and get back to it, huh? I said, yeah, let's just do that. We cleaned up the mess, and once we were done, we got back to the laptop. We sat down on the couch, and we just started watching Netflix again. Time was going by, and the lights finally came back on. Yes, finally, I said. Dude, thank God. Hey, you want to help me move the food back to the refrigerator? Chris asked. Yeah, sure, let's do that real fast. Then afterwards, you want to play more video games? Dude, you know it, Chris replied. We got up and we started moving the food back from the cooler to the refrigerator. We were playing some music, and of course, we were still drinking and smoking. As we were moving things, we saw in the kitchen window an owl right next to the glass just staring in. Oh my God, I said as it freaked me out. Dude, these owls are freaking relentless, man. They're everywhere, I said. Yeah, dude, 3 hours in one night. Sheesh, man, that's a new record, Chris said. Like, I get it, living in the forest, I tend to see a lot of wildlife, but like I said, man, sheesh, that's a lot of owls. Chris leaned on over to the glass. Don't break another one of my bongs, you stupid owl, he said as he got away from the glass. Dude, you're tripping, man. They can't understand you, dude. I leaned on over to the glass. Hoo, hoo, hoo. I turned to Chris. Dude, I love owls, man. I looked on over and the owl was tapping its beak on the glass. I don't like that, man. I don't like that one bit. That's weird, I said. Yeah, that's a little weird, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, Chris said. Dude, let's just forget about the weird creepy owl and let's just finish up and then we'll go play more video games, Chris said. Dude, I'm so down, I replied. We finished taking the food from the cooler back to the refrigerator, and once we were done, we just went to the living room. This time we were playing Super Smash Brothers. We were playing the deathmatch mode. If you haven't played that, essentially what it is you play as your favorite character, and the goal is to knock out all the other characters in the game. It's pretty fun. Sometimes you lose depending on which difficulty it is, but for the most part it's pretty fun, especially when you're playing in co-op mode. Everything was going really well, and Chris and I were having a lot of fun, but as we were playing, we started hearing scratching coming from the roof, as well as footsteps. We paused the game and just listened for a bit. Dude, that's really creepy, man. Please tell me you got a good explanation for that, I told Chris. Sometimes raccoons get up on the roof, but that's sounding a little too big for a raccoon. Yeah, you got any other explanations? I said. Honestly, no, Chris replied. We sat there for a little bit, and we were just listening to it. After a moment, we heard something else join it on the roof. Whatever it was a lot bigger. No! What the? We just listened. We heard both sets of footprints walk on over to the corner of the house next to the window, and then whatever it was jumped off the roof. Chris and I were just listening. Whatever it was walking over to the window. The blinds were closed and we couldn't see outside. I don't know if there was anything to see inside, but the sound just stopped as soon as it got to the window. Chris and I were thinking about checking it out, but we both looked at each other. I've never seen Chris look so scared, and I don't think he's ever seen me look equally as scared. It stayed around the area for a little bit, but then it started walking away. Chris and I just sat there for a little bit, listening in. You know when it's so quiet that your ears start ringing? That's kind of what it was like. We were just listening for whatever that was. The really scary thing is that Chris and I knew that whatever it was trying to look into the window. We just sat in silence for a little bit, about 10 minutes. Hey, so that was weird, Chris said. Ever since I could remember, Chris was that cousin who would always play face. Even though they were scared or they didn't know what to do, they always tried to make light of the situation, always tried to make it a joke. He was the type of person who you never saw him sweat under pressure. So, why don't we just go back to watching Netflix? I don't really want to play games anymore, you know? Yeah, let's do that, I said. He was putting everything away, and the entire time the look on his face was of absolute fear. He didn't know what it was, and he was scared. He was just trying to cover it up and make me feel safe. We finally got Netflix back on, and we just sat down watching some random TV that he just put on, because even though he wouldn't admit it, I knew that he just didn't want to do anything. He wanted to put something on and try to get his mind off of what that was, but at the same time, he was probably contemplating, just like I was doing, whatever that thing was. After a while, Chris got up. Where are you going? I asked. I'm just gonna go take a leak real fast. I'll be 2 seconds, I'll be right back. Okay, yeah, sounds good, he said as he walked into the hallway. I was watching some TV, and then I heard...
What? What are you saying?
Chris said. I looked over at the hallway, and I didn't see Chris there. I just assumed he was on the phone.
What about the town?
Hey, yo, you on the phone? I asked.
What beacon?
I looked at the hallway again, and I didn't see Chris. I looked at the armrest of the couch, and there was his phone. What the hell? I stood up and started walking to the hallway. Yo, Chris, you good, my man?
What are you?
I turned the corner, and I saw Chris standing there, but I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was just Chris. He was standing in the middle of the hallway. There was a puddle underneath him, and he was standing in a puddle of his own urine with his bare feet. His pants were completely soaked. Oh my god! What happened? I said as I ran on over to Chris. Who are you? He just said. I got in front of him, and I looked at his eyes. They were completely glazed over, and he looked like he was just in some sort of trance. Dude, what happened? Who are you talking to? I asked. Chris just started lifting his head up, as if something really tall was in front of him, and his eyes got wide. Oh my god, he said. I started shaking him. Chris! Suddenly, he just snapped out of it. What happened? Dude, that's not funny, man. My head hurts. Dude, who are you talking to? What? Dude, you were talking to someone. Who are you talking to? I don't know. I don't feel so well. I've never seen Chris like this, and it completely freaked me out. Dude, you pissed yourself, huh? He looked himself up and down. Oh, man. Dude, are you okay, man? You sound out of it, dude. That's not funny. Yeah, I just don't feel too well. I'm just gonna go take a shower and go to bed. I'm sorry, I don't feel well. I started the shower water for Chris, and I even walked into the restroom. I let him take a shower in peace while I cleaned up the urine on the ground. After he was done, he just went straight to his room and went to sleep. I've slept over in the guest bedroom enough to know that there's not a TV in there. I wasn't ready for bed yet, as I just wanted to get my mind off of things, but I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep. I went to the living room and just watched TV. I got up to go grab a drink, and I left for the kitchen. When I came back, I saw an owl standing on the ground in the living room. Oh, come on, man. Not again. Dude, what window was open? I told myself. I looked at the owl. Christ, man, come on, owl. Okay, come on, time to go. Let's go. Shoo, 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 come on. I was walking on over, and I was trying to get the owl out of the room. I don't know which window I was trying to get him out of, but I was just trying to get him out. He was backing up, and I was just trying to get him close to the front door, so I tried maneuvering myself around him. I was shooing him away, and he was just walking back. He was just hopping and stepping back, but eventually he just stopped. He just stared at me. Oh, come on, man, Christ, come on. Shoo, come on, let's go, owl. I'm sorry, I'm kind of over tonight. The owl just looked at me. But... out of nowhere, it just started growing, taller and bigger. I saw myself first looking down at the owl, and then I was eye level to it, and it was just getting bigger and bigger until it had to arch its back over so that it didn't hit the ceiling. Oh my God. I passed out. And when I woke up, I was strapped to this bed. All around me were these humanoid people. I couldn't see, it was still really fuzzy, but they were these humanoid people with these big black eyes covered in feathers. They were extremely tall. One leaned down a few inches away from my face. I heard it talk to me in my mind.
Why is the beacon still on?
I passed out again, and I woke up the next morning. I was in the guest bedroom, and my head was at the foot of the bed. I wasn't even tucked in. Chris and I still don't know much about what happened that night. After that, we both got up the next morning, and we didn't really talk about it too much. We didn't really talk that much at all. We could both tell that the other had an experience as well. It was just a quiet day for us. Since then, Chris has moved and is now living in the countryside on the other side of Werewe Town. I still go visit him from time to time, but we don't really talk about what happened that night. Also, him nor I like seeing owls anymore.